Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, Text Number 10. Karishma Chitshudra Rathan Vichinvan, Tanmakshikavir Vedito Vimana, Tatrati Krishat Vedilabdhamana, Balad Vilumpancha Adattam Tatonye. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Sometimes, in order to have little insignificant sex enjoyment, one searches after a debauched woman. In this attempt, one is insulted and chastised by the woman's kinsmen. This is like going to take honey from a beehive and being attacked by the bees. Sometimes, after spending lots of money, one may acquire another woman for some extra sense enjoyment. Unfortunately, the object of sense enjoyment, the woman, is taken away or kidnapped by another debauchee. Sometimes, in order to have a little insignificant sex enjoyment, one searches after a debauched woman. In this attempt, one is insulted and chastised by the woman's kinsman. This is just like going to take honey from a beehive and being attacked by the bees. Sometimes, after spending lots of money, one may acquire another woman for some extra sense enjoyment. Unfortunately, the object of sense enjoyment, the woman, is taken away or kidnapped by another debauchee. Purport. In the great forest, honeycombs are very important. People often go there to collect honey from the combs, and suddenly the bees attack and punish them. In human society, those who are not Krishna conscious remain in the forest of material life simply for the honey of sex life. Such debauchees are not at all satisfied with one wife. They want many women. Day after day, with great difficulty, they try to secure such women. And sometimes while trying to taste this kind of honey, one is attacked by a woman's kinsman and chastised very heavily. By bribing others, one may secure another woman for enjoyment, yet another debauchee may kidnap her or offer her something better. This woman hunting is going on in the forest of material world, sometimes legally, sometimes illegally. Consequently, in this Krishna conscious movement, the devotees are forbidden to have illicit sex. Thus, they avoid so many difficulties. One should remain satisfied with one woman being duly married. One can satisfy one's lusty desires with his wife without creating disturbances in the society and being punished for doing so. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salaka Chakshur Unvilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Garavendam Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kada Mayim Dadati Svapadantam Vandeham Sri Gira Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gira Nishnamancha Sri Rupam Sagarvyatam Sargam Ravinadamitam Tamsajiram Sadvaitam Savadetam Parjana Chaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sargam Lalita Sri Vishakamitamcha He Krishna Karna Sindhya Dena Bandhya Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskar Satta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari ఋషభానుచితం దేవి ప్రణనామి హరిప్రియం వాంఛా కల్ప పరిపేష ప్రకాశింపచ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీనాథాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో ఇట్స్ ఎ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం వేర్ జడభర్త్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ టు కింగ్ రోగన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ సెర్చింగ్ ఫర్ treasure, wealth in the forest. It is true that we are all searching for happiness, yet the wealth can be compared to happiness. Everyone is searching in this world, just like a merchant is searching for commodities in the forest, and that is fraught with risk and danger. Material life is actually at every step there is a danger. Padam padam yadvi padam matesham. Anything you take, you have to serve it. Like eating is an enjoyment, but if you overeat, that will make you ill. Your enjoyment is finished. Little enjoyment of tongue titillation, and then your problem. Sometimes it is small time problem, sometimes big time problem, sometimes it may be deadly problem. You may get stomachache or some dysentery, small time, or it may result in systemic diseases like blood sugar, blood pressure, and it has become a lifetime disease. Lifetime disease. They also call it civilizational disease. Fast foods, eating junk food, all. Because in the search for happiness and food, people are making many, many things. Actually, food is for nourishing the body. So you need hygienic, nutritious food, not necessarily palatable, tasty food or junk food. The tongue is always looking for newer and newer tastes. But we are meant for variety of enjoyment. But if you don't know where to get this variety of enjoyment, then you will be searching in the wrong place. Like food, if you eat prasadam and awaken your spiritual life, then you are into Krishna consciousness, and the taste of the food is there, but it is not deteriorating to perversions. This, that, like a junk food. That way, the tongue is regulated. Similarly, we are all looking for love in life. The material world without love, it is terrible. People cannot, because this world is bombarded with so many difficulties and problems. So life becomes unbearable. Sometimes it is heat, sometimes it is cold, sometimes it is hunger, sometimes it is struggle, sometimes it is fight. So always something or the other. So like nobody would like to be in a place where there is continuous suffering. You want to avoid, is it? Suppose some places, suppose the cold doesn't suit you and you are in North India, say in Nepal. Ultimately what you do, if the cold doesn't suit you, you may just move away from North India itself. Because it's always there, the winter season, and your body it suffers too much. Winter. Some bodies suffer too much in summer. Thin bodies, they suffer too much in winter. Fat bodies, they suffer too much in summer. Your body is fat and stuffy. It creates a lot of heat in the body. And fat bodies in winter, you feel good. Still you want to put the fan on because your body needs and it is very troublesome for others. No? So this is going on, that people are looking for a lover. See, it is not unusual or abnormal, but it is natural. Like we are all looking for enjoyment, but we don't know what is real enjoyment. We are all looking for love, but we don't know in conditioned life what is real love. And over that, we are affected by passions. So it gets further complicated. It is not just love. It boils down to lust. Because we all have bodies. So body has certain cravings. And the result is, what starts with love, it ends up in lust, having an affair. So, because scriptures are given by God, so God knows what are the weaknesses and how to overcome and what is the positive alternative. This is all there in the scriptures. So, man looking for a woman, woman looking for a man, it is the nature of conditional life. And the scriptures give sanction to marry. A man can marry one woman, a woman can marry one man, and still practice spiritual life. No difficulty. But if you base your life on sex enjoyment, then you violate all scriptural rules and regulations. You want newer and newer mates. Just like you want. It's the same salt, same sweet, but we enjoy many kinds of sweets. All have only sugar as main ingredient. All have only salt as main ingredient. But because it is mixed with this and that, people, they try to find material variety. Material variety is very limited in pleasure, and material variety will finally end up in frustration. You are not able to get the happiness you want. And finally, because it is unnatural, sense gratification is unnatural for the soul. The soul is not meant for sense gratification. The soul is for loving exchanges. So that's why spiritual people, they have beyond the body, they have loving exchanges, and love of God, it is also beyond the body. So, because it is transcending sattva-guna also, so true love doesn't look for skin beauty. True love doesn't look for business dealing in exchange. And in so much as a reciprocant, what he is doing. So spiritual love is one-sided. And Prabhupada was not expecting anything from anybody. Prabhupada was simply affectionate to everyone who has come in his way. He was very kind and compassionate to anyone who has come in his life. That means his fulfillment of love is from Krishna. So if you don't become frustrated, if you don't want to become disillusioned, if you don't want to become hopeless, then we have to turn our loving propensity to Krishna. In this world we think, I have done so much, but he has not reciprocated. People who are in sense gratification, they cannot understand the sentiments of others. Simply, you are after your sense gratification, you pretend it to be, and then you move on with your sense gratification. So others who made some sacrifice for your sense enjoyment. So we say, when you take loan or money, you don't remain grateful, or you don't remember that you have to return back the money. But when we give the money, all the time, whenever we see the person, this man has to give me 10 rupees. All the time, all your life you will remember. When you give something to somebody, you remember it all. But when others do so many things for you. Like I sometimes feel that so many people are helping the temple. And so many people, not one, unless. So it's not possible for you to reciprocate with all of them. Humanly not possible to meet them, to separately talk to them. Only Krishna can satisfy them. So if you are properly disposed, that means if you remain grateful, gratitude. The temple devotees, if they are not sense gratifiers, temple devotees are supposed to be loving and serving Krishna. So, if they have really awakened their loving sentiments for God, for every little thing, like somebody is sweeping the floor, somebody is washing the pot, somebody is filling the water drum, somebody, so many things, day after day. And a devotee, he feels indebted. I cannot pay back for what they have done. So whenever there is an opportunity, devotees speak very sweetly. So you may not get the opportunity again to deal with them again and again, because we are all moving in a world of responsibilities. But if you are a grateful man, as soon as somebody comes before you, immediately, what Ganesh has done for the temple so long. Not that he has made some mistake, or he has not attended the job for some health reasons or whatever. Immediately, we forget all that they have done over the years, and immediately you try to insult him, or you try to punish him like that. So, there are two ways. Just like you care for a person. You deal one way with your children, and you deal another way with your servants. With your servants, you are harsh and tough. Okay, I am paying him. He's supposed to do. Why did he not do? You are harsh and tough. Because you love your children. They are your own children. Whatever nonsense, mistake. And then, like, Rajkumar and Rajkumari, you know, like that, you go on. Because, you know, they are my children, and I love them, and they will take care of me when I get old. So, with your children, you deal in a different way. But if you have love for Krishna, and when you see people serving Krishna, you remain very grateful. That's a devotee doesn't have any permanent grudge about anybody. A devotee has no permanent grudge. Their mistakes are less, and their service is so much. So, although externally, to correct the situation, you may say something, but actually, you are very kind-hearted if you are a devotee. So devotees, their number one characteristic is they are very grateful. Because it is not an ordinary thing. It is not an easy thing to render service to the Supreme Lord. So here we are seeing how in search of happiness and love, people are going everywhere, trying everything. That's why Vaishnava's compassion is considered real. Because your propensity for happiness and love, until somebody introduces you to Krishna, which is eternal, you can enjoy eternally, you can love Krishna eternally, and through loving Krishna, you can love everybody, and by being happy with Krishna, you can tolerate any misery of the world. The transcendental happiness is so much that material, the time is changing things. You cannot stop. Time is changing, and according to time, the situation, circumstances, people, everything is changing. But somebody said, nothing is permanent except the change. Change is permanent. The words are like contradictory. Change means not permanent. But change is a permanent phenomenon of the world. Every time they talk, the clock is ticking. Change is there. So devotees, because they see the unchanging self and the changing world, so they accept, they cope with the changing world, and they remain fixed in the unchanging self. The love with Krishna is permanent, and our reciprocation with others, that is changing. Only people who are not mature, they hang on to impermanent things. They hang on to one place, they hang on to few people, and outside that circle, they feel very uncomfortable. If you are not a devotee, outside your circle, because in the circle, you have developed some understanding and relationships, so you are comfortable. When you are taken out of this comfort zone, then immediately you have adjustmental problems. But a devotee, wherever he goes, devotee is neither expecting that always he is going to be one place. Actually, sannyasis, traditional sannyasis, not the missionary sannyasis like us. Traditional sannyasis means when you stay in one place for a long time, you become very attached to people and circumstances. And then when there is mishap, immediately, unlike a sannyasi, he start becoming disturbed or uncomfortable. That is, sannyasis, traditionally, they are not supposed to stay in one place more than 2-3 days. Every 3 days, you have to move on to another place. But in spiritual life, if you are properly practicing it, although you are in one place, you are not attached. And when you have to move on, you have no complaint about that. Devotees, they stay as long as when Krishna wants, or the service demands that we should do the service to some other person in some other place. Devotees immediately move on, because they know how to be comfortable anywhere and everywhere with anyone. Devotees have no problem in adjusting with anyone, because you have not made sense gratification your goal in life. So this happiness and love, unfortunately, these two things can only be found in connection with Krishna. So if someone is not seriously connected with Krishna through devotees, through sadhana, through scriptures, you cannot remain free from being attacked by sex desire. Prabhupada repeatedly says, the hallmark of someone who claims to be a devotee is that he is not tormented by sex urge. If the sex urge is too much on your head, that means you are a very low-grade devotee, or you are a very low-class person. High-grade devotee, high-class person. That means by experience, by education, and by alternative understanding. This is it. Sex has a very nominal role. People take man and woman relation, that is the most serious thing for their life. Whole world is revolving in family unit. Not service oriented, not society oriented, but family oriented. And leaders will pull us out all the time. Leaders pull you out. Don't be confined to family. Expand your circle. Family life means simply sense gratification. My people, my enjoyment, and my safety. But the way the world is, the family cannot stay together for long. The family is described as bundle of sticks floating in the water, or sand particles heaped on the seashore. And particles heaped on the seashore by the next wave thrown apart. The next wave thrown apart like that. And similarly, the bundle of sticks, they come together and then again they separate. Now when there is some obstacle, or when the current is strong, the flow, immediately they get separated. So the bodily relationships, which are taken so seriously by an ignorant man, for an enlightened man, the body relationship, that's why people want to take sannyas. If you are too much into bhakti, you may think, what is this staying with a woman? What is my business? Who are we? What is real relation? It's not there. Considering a man and woman relation is a foolishness, because simply it exists only in your mind. illusion. That's why it's called illusion according to scriptures. Illusion. Man and woman relationship is an illusion. It's in your mind. So if somebody is practicing seriously spiritual life, they don't want to marry. If they are married, they want to abstain from sex life altogether. They are serious about spiritual life. They are looking to take sannyas. When will I just get out of the family? When I settle my wife, how can I just go away? It is a bondage. So, once you have your relationship with Krishna, people find it very, very difficult to control the sex drive. Very, very difficult. It's not... See, actually everybody has so many responsibilities in life still. And sex life is such a petty, shabby, meaningless thing, and you have so many challenges, like you have to learn so much, you have to improve your qualifications so much, and in this world of competition, to raise your stature. A person may be popular in the village, a person may be popular in the town, area, tehsil, but actually you can become an internationally known man. But because we are affected by sex impulse, we compromise everything. How big a man, how important a man, how much wonderful service you can do. Let's say in the four pillars of religious life, illicit sex, they use four words like cleanliness, austerity, truthfulness, truthfulness, cleanliness, austerity. What is the fourth one? Huh? What is that? Austerity, value. Cleanliness, austerity, mercifulness. It's a kindness. Mercifulness. So the illicit sex, it comes under unclean life. That means it pollutes your consciousness. Completely, like you are supposed to think, "I am not the body," but when your mind is occupied, let's say the body is building hormones, so without practicing bhakti, you cannot overcome this impulse, because it is the nature of the body. The hormones build up, a person becomes very lusty. So spiritual life means you want to, through your thinking constantly, 24 hours, you want to change your very outlook. You think, "I am the body, now we want to make the body is a vehicle." When you think you are the body, you are one with the body. When you think the body is a vehicle, you are completely aloof from the body. So, the more spiritual life you have, the less you are affected by man and woman ideas and lusty ideas and so on. So Prabhupada says that sex is called adiras. Adiras. Adiras means the most intense, although it is puny, tiny, and ugly pleasure, but it is so strong. Unless a person gets something stronger than the sex enjoyment, he cannot withstand the impulse of sex. So Krishna consciousness, it is spiritual sex between Krishna and you. When you love Krishna, Krishna reciprocates, you go mad with Krishna. People go mad. That's a few devotees are sometimes considered really mad. Why did he leave such a nice position in the United States? Why did he leave with such dear parents? Why did he leave such wealth and is living like a beggar, pauper? People think devotees are really mad. It's actually true. So sex drives a person go mad. It's a chanting point, kamataranam nalaja nabhayam. The person is occupied with lusty thoughts. He forgets his age, and he forgets his social position, and he forgets his responsibilities, and for a meager sex pleasure, he completely ruins his life. Like we have seen, every 2-3 days, we find in the newspapers, there was one governor of Andhra Pradesh, and some governor of Andhra Pradesh means very big post in the state, he is the head of the state, he is the head of the state, and he had an affair with a superwoman in the Raj Bhavan. People of all people come and go, such a big man, everybody. And because he was alone with this superwoman, and he lost control over himself. And the result is that he lost his post just for a little mistake. Immediately, all over the news, and everywhere, flashing, flashing, the governor had done this. Immediately after 2 days, he was kicked out of his post. Then you wonder what he has been doing for the governor. He was 65 years or 66 years old. That means his personal life was very empty. Only that he was exposed then. Actually, by 66 years, you are supposed to have trained your body. But if you are not trained, that means your mind continues to remain ugly. And whenever possible, you have your secret fantasies. They have not come to the light. And now suddenly you are caught. So there is a 66-year-old man having an affair with a teenage girl. That means this guy has never trained himself. He did not know. Only externally the age is there, externally the position is there, but inside he is the same mean person, because he has not practiced Krishna consciousness. And then I was also remembering many months ago, he is the director for International Monetary Fund, IMF. That means they sanction funds for all the countries of the world. Very big, good post. And so he moves from hotel to hotel for consultation, India MSN. And he thought he's a very big man. And the woman who comes to clean the room, he thought she'll be very happy because he's a very big man having an affair with her. She said, big director. But that lady, he made a mess of the whole thing. And immediately was kicked out from his post. Immediately was removed because she complained. And he has to undergo some medical tests to prove. So instead of going through all, he admitted that yes, so that at least he can go to jail. Otherwise, you know, it will be proven against your non-acceptance. Because if certain things happen, you cannot say, I did not do that. Things go on record. So the point is, people may rise to very big, big positions. People may become very important people. And one time on Vyasa Puja day, when devotees were talking about what they achieved from Prabhupada, millions of books sold, hundreds of temples built, crores of rupees collected. And Prabhupada, while replying to their offerings on Vyasa Puja day, he said, have you become free from sex agitation? Prabhupada asked, and everybody has to put their heads down. And the main thing is this, spiritual life means. Yeah? So, it's not an overnight process. It is not some two month. It's not. It's a constant 24-hour vigilance. As soon as your thoughts are going this way, that way, immediately you should know how to avoid the situation, how to pray to Krishna, how to become serious about your sadhana, how to avoid offenses, how to serve the senior Vaishnavas. So you fall down like becoming a victim to sex life, which is the gross failure. Falling victim to sex life is a gross failure. There are many other problems like ego problems, anger, hatred. These are all subtle, but actually at the core of all these things. So the more you are offensive, Krishna will punish you. Actually, in Bhagavatam, Maitanagara, anyone who has an offender before Krishna, anyone who has an offender before a pure Vaishnava, a pure devotee, immediately Krishna rejects him and he becomes victim to sex life. So that means not indulging in sex is not some trick or something. It is how actually you carefully remain the servant of Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas. It's always like a servant is always alert. Servant is always ready on the job. Do this, do that, you go on doing one after the other. So, Maitanagara. Maitanagara means shackled by the impulse of sex. That is, so when a person is not serious about spiritual life, he will be kicked away from the association of devotees, he will be kicked away from devotional service, and he lives an animalistic life with no satisfaction and always disturbed and so on. So that's why it is not great to become a rich man, it is not great to become a very famous man or a big leader, but actually you will be satisfied when the sex desire no longer agitates you, such a person is simply happy by chanting Hare Krishna. He's getting all the pleasure he wants. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.